This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Yeah, well, the big news coming out of Antrim County, Michigan this morning, Pete, is that a judge actually granted our team access to 22 of the Dominion voting machines for us to conduct a forensic audit.
Let's get this done with.
They have glitches, as they call them, glitches. The glitches weren't glitches. They got caught.
Caught you red-handed.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They stole the election. Not the first one they stole. Not the last one they're going to steal unless you do something about it. But you do something real. Not, let's see how we're going to fix it. You've been fixing it for years. And it hasn't gotten fixed.
Fix.
They've been stealing elections for years. And this time, they got a chance to steal it really big.
You stole it!
Well, I think it's real simple. Democrats want to control your life.
Back off, man!
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Instead of discarding, they were just rescanning, counting ballots 9 to 10 times, counting votes 9 to 10 times.
Again and again.
From these duplicate ballots I observed, none of them were for Trump. None of them. And from the other two shifts or two rounds that we did earlier, only one ballot that I witnessed from a duplicate was for Trump.
When I asked one lady, where did you get trained? She said, trained for what? Because they didn't know what they were there for. Their only job, I could tell there, was to block the GOP people from challenging or intimidate them and get them out.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
1-844-500-4242. I was just telling you about that alderman in Chicago that's running what amounts to a speakeasy in his restaurants. And it wasn't discovered by a TV station. Of course, it wasn't discovered by the Tribune or the Sun-Times. Those are the lackluster newspapers in the city. It was discovered by a cop blog, Second City Cop. We used to read this blog all the time during the Jussie Smollett days, but they've got the story operating in plain sight. So we got a tip that a certain alder creature was running a speakeasy. That's exactly what it is. It's like prohibition. You enter the restaurant and ask the staff on the sly, can we dine in? They'll look around and whisper yes and take you to the VIP room. Chances improve dramatically if they know you and they knew our contributor. So they have a front dining area where there are a bunch of empty chairs in the that overlook the sidewalk. So that looks empty. So they don't put anybody in there. The overflow room to the southwest has no exterior windows, and the one window looking into the room is not line of sight, so people can't see in. The waitstaff admits none of this is legit, but Tom, that's the alderman, told him it's okay as long as they call it a private party. A quick headcount on the day in question revealed far more than 10 persons. Final graph. It certainly is surprising that this is going on in a law-abiding town like Chicago, especially when the mayor and the governor have both said that there is no indoor seating allowed in any restaurants. But two sets of rules, don't you know? Oh, boy. Rules for thee, but not for me. Time now for the chump line.
Number one job of the press, don't put plugs in a bind. So they ask him, which ice cream is his favorite kind? The country's kaput, so how's your foot? It's enough of a love fest to blow your mind.
Very good, Limerick guy. In the early going here in the week, the first chump line message of the week.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. The other day when you found out they had shut down COVID testing to film a remake of She's All That, you said it was a crappy movie that no one had ever seen. Fact check, it came out months after A Civil Action and did twice as much at the box office. In other words, if She's All That was Brown University, A Civil Action would be UNC. We're going to be fine.
All I know is the weekend it debuted, the weekend it went wide as we're...
All right, folks, we've lost Howie momentarily, but we'll get on with the chump line. We'll get Howie back, too.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. I'll develop some disease if I disagree with Kamala. Well, I guess I'm all set with the former. Just need a good old disagreement on the latter. Maybe tapioca versus Jell-O.
I'm a tapioca girl myself. Never been a big Jell-O fan, but I don't think tapioca pudding's that bad.
Am I back now?
Hey,
am I
you're back? There, Howie. Just okay. In time to talk about tapioca pudding.
I missed the chump line message, however. But tapioca's great stuff.
What would you say, Jell-O versus tapioca? What do you choose?
Oh my goodness! Down here, somebody brought in some of that Jell-O stuff that comes in the little containers. And it's just been sitting there for months now.
Like the honey buns they have in the snack office.
Exactly. It moves as slow as those horrible honey buns that are 800 calories for a taste sensation that's easy to beat. Let me put it that way. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This year, missing the annual migration of the Canadian snowbirds as they make their way to south to Florida. Since it's not safe for them to cross the border and drive their self-contained motorhome south, they'll board a plane with a couple of hundred other people and fly. That's the great thing about science. Everyone has an opinion.
I want to tell you a story how the virus spread. China hid the facts and denies it to the end. WHO, who just couldn't tell the truth. Now we're locked down, sing coronavirus blues. Well, the next thing you know, rubber gloves are everywhere. You're forced to wear a mask and you cannot cut your hair. They say quarantined is the place you ought to be. So we rush to the store, but they ain't got no TP.
Ha, ha, people worked hard on this weekend, apparently. That was another fine, fine effort.
Howie, there's not a lot else to do here than work on chump line messages over the weekend.
508 says, I want to take my best girl out tomorrow night. What did you say the message is? Two knocks and a swipe? No, you need a card. You need a card from the alderman. Just says, Tom sent me. Or Tunny beat Dempsey. You know, something like that. And then you just get in. That's the way the speakeasies work. You needed the knock or you needed a card.
Oh, honest Bill Barr, we hardly knew ye.
Oh, God. The New York Times. He's going to quit. He's going to quit. 2 hours later and a million clicks on their website. Never mind.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me mask-wearing mandate, student loan forgiveness, not ending fracking, bureaucratic cabinet, police get defunded, Paris Climate Accord, 2 trillion green deals, reopen borders, Hunter Biden's laptop trade deals with China, no more open business, and a desolate economy.
Yep, that about sums it up. That's why 80 million people voted for him, because they couldn't get enough. They wanted to go back to Obama days.
If you could break your foot from grabbing tail, Ted Kennedy would have been an amputee.
Well, look what happened to Bill Clinton down here in South Florida. You know, he was stepping out or stepping around with Greg Norman, and what happened to him?
Breaking news, that mail truck carrying those ballots to New York was driven by Newman from Seinfeld.
Yeah, what did happen to that story? That was a big story for a while. It just kind of got flushed down the big tech censorship vacuum tube, whatever you want to call it. Memory hole.
Ira Mayer, did you see that video from Georgia where they found the ballots under the table? It reminds me of my last election when they found me under the table.
Yeah, they didn't find you under the table just once every 4 years or once every 2 years. They found you under the table once every night. Sometimes a waitress and Senator Dodd were down there with you.
I just have one question for Gavin Newsom. Does he always talk like a robot?
We've got a lot of news out of California to get to today in just a little while. The mayor of Los Angeles shut down this restaurant. And next door, the very next door, there was an open lot, and they were shooting a movie, and he let them set up a canteen or a mess hall for the movie when the restaurant was actually shut down. I mean, and the woman was going crazy, and I don't blame her, the owner of the restaurant. Unfortunately, she wasn't a supervisor or an alderman, as they say in Chicago, so she couldn't do anything about it. She just had to take it.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. If I ever have a disagreement with Kamala Harris, I'll leave office by faking an illness. I hear that worked out well for William Henry Harrison. I mean it.
William Henry Harrison, the shortest-serving president of all time, Tippy Canoe and Tyler, too. And after 31 days, Tippy Canoe was dead, and it was Tyler all the way. But only for one term, I believe.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you wish to leave a message at any hour of the day or night, call 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday or at 7 o'clock when we post Chopped Chumps. Get Chopped Chumps, the messages that didn't quite make it to the main Chump Line. It's a podcast. Get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Chopped Chumps. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest manufacturer. This week, missing the annual migration of the Canadian snowbirds as they make their way south to Florida. Since it's not safe for them to cross the border and drive their self-contained motorhome south, they'll board a plane with a couple of hundred people and fly. That's the great thing about science. Everyone has an opinion.
I want to tell you a story how the virus spread. China hid the facts and denies it to the end. WHO, who just couldn't tell the truth. Now we're locked down, sing coronavirus blues. Well, the next thing you know, rubber gloves are everywhere. You're forced to wear a mask and you cannot cut your hair. They say quarantined is the place you ought to be. So we rush to the store, but they ain't got no TP.
All right. If you don't want to replace your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Genesis 950 was my go-to product for the late Mr. Gooner, my dog. The reviews are amazing, as this is one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains so they're gone for good. Grace, isn't that right?
It's so true, Howie, but I want to let people know that if you don't have a dog or a cat, if your house is not Biden-like, full of alleyways, full of dogs that you're chasing after, you should still try Genesis 950. Because I don't have any pets and I love it. Your daughter Carolyn doesn't have any pets and she loves it. It's just a great all-around cleaner.
Its antibacterial component removes pet owners from carpet and padding and other owners odors as well. Genesis 950 can be used in a carpet cleaning machine. It's made in America. Genesis 950 is a concentrate, so 1 gallon makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. In other words, it lasts a long time. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains, as Grace said. I brought it to my daughter Carolyn's new home, and she couldn't believe the results. Use it in bathrooms, kitchens, floors, and grease stains. It's great for degreasing engines, wheels, and tires. Consider trying Genesis 950 before purchasing new carpets. It's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 has great customer service if you need to contact them. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com and you will receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and discount using code Howie. That's genesis950.com, genesis950.com. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone, Howie Carr. got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fathead, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
I'm just I just googled Tom Tunney, this alderman from Chicago, who's running a speakeasy. I'm reading it. This is his own account. In February 2003, Tom became Chicago's first openly gay alderman. Since then, he has worked in a very hands-on manner to put into effect his belief that I didn't bother to go to the main text. His belief that there's one set of rules for you and me and another set of rules for Democrat politicians. And he's been in office for almost 18 years. 844-500-4242. Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats Chews. When you purchase two bags of Super Beats Chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beats Chews and a free bag of vitamin D3 Chews. Hurry to www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which contested state is President Trump most likely to prevail in first? Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, or Wisconsin?
I'm voting for Georgia.
43% say Pennsylvania. 33% say Georgia.
Okay. And again, Ted Cruz says if it goes to the Supreme Court, he'll make the argument that it's that it was unconstitutional what the state Supreme Court did, a violation of, I assume the argument will be a violation of the Equal Protection Clause, 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And it seems like that's kind of a no-brainer. It'll be 5-4 because four of them want Joe Biden in there because they're leftists. And that includes John Roberts, the Chief Justice. Speaking of Chicago, they put out a tweet yesterday. It didn't last long. You know, they want to reopen the schools. Everybody wants to reopen the schools. It's pretty clear that this is a complete disaster to keep these schools shut down. And it's also ridiculous because there's no evidence that kids are being killed, let alone getting sick from this virus. But so they put out a tweet. Listen to this. This is classic public sector union. The push to reopen schools is rooted in sexism, racism, and misogyny. In other words, having to go back to work is sexism, racism, and misogyny. That's it. 207, Captain, today is Pearl Harbor Day, and I haven't heard a word about it anywhere. We've mentioned it a couple of times. It's also another day. Joe Biden has a different reading on American history. Cut 18. Okay.
I want to remind you that Delaware used to be part of Pennsylvania.
That's right, but we declared our independence on December the 7th, by the way. You know, it's not just D-Day. Anyway.
It's not just December 7th. It's not just D-Day. It's Delaware Independence Day.
So if I recall, he got three different dates wrong in that one brief attempt at a sentence.
9 seconds. Yep. 9 seconds.
Well, Pearl Harbor is not in June. D-Day is not in December. And Delaware's Independence Day was not in either. I believe it was at some point in July.
Yeah. That's good old. That's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Today's the first day. There's been a memorial service at Pearl Harbor where there were no veterans because you know the veterans of Pearl Harbor 79 years ago. They're all up around 100. The ones that are left, the few that are left. And so they didn't want them to take any chances with the virus because they're the ones who are most susceptible to the virus, obviously. So they just had a virtual ceremony today for Pearl Harbor Day. But this is the 79th anniversary of it. And tomorrow is the 40th anniversary of the murder of John Lennon. That's December 8th. They were saying today on Fox it was December 7th, but it's actually December 8th. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with calls and Hate Mail Monday when we come back. I'm Howie Carr. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. My Raycon wireless earbuds have allowed me to work from home more easily, take my workout outdoors with an awesome playlist, and listen to whatever I want to without disturbing anyone around me. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. And the audio quality is amazing. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go, or just pick up a pair for yourself. Trust me, you're going to use them every day. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 20% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm looking at the websites, and it seems like out in California, the local TV stations are actually starting to have a little sympathy for the small businesses. I'd like to see a little of that in Boston. Everyone in Boston is totally on team lockdown. ABC 7 News, Bay Area, take the law. San Jose business owners express sadness, defeat as lockdown order begins. And here's another one from ABC Channel. It's my only job. San Francisco restaurant salon owners face layoffs as stay-at-home order begins. I thought they would needed 15 days, right? Didn't they say 15 days? That was to flatten the curve? And now all these people are going to be unemployed. All right. Is Grace there for Hate Mail Monday?
I am indeed, good sir.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
This is one of those rare Hate Mail Mondays on an actual Monday, and it is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Howie, I don't know if you saw, but I made sausage and peppers this weekend, and I bought a fresh roll of Piantedosi sub rolls, and it was just delicious. Everyone check out Piantedosi bread if you're in your local markets or at your supermarkets. They're the best bread in the business.
It is. It's great, and it stays fresh for a long time.
So this is how Hate Mail Monday works. Howie Carr has a lot of what he likes to call fans out there, and they send in fan mail. Some of it's letters, some of it's voicemails, a lot of it's tweets lately, Howie. You get tweets so often now because of Newsmax that I sometimes pull these fresh. You know, they're only 3 or 4 minutes old.
Oh, that's good. Fresh, like out of the oven, like
right.
A Piantedosi roll.
Exactly. So, Howie, the one I want to start with today is you wrote a column that we have posted on the website, howiecarshow.com. If people can't get through the paywall, just check it out there. It's uncut. It's the full version, and it's great. You wrote a column about one of your old friends, Willard Mitt Romney.
Who once said that he would appoint me to the United States Senate, and he put it in writing, Grace.
Ha, if, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I know. I know. I took him at his word. In other words, I laughed it off. but he did say it, and he did write it down.
So this is, we always say, you know, why does Mitt Romney, why do the rhinos do what they do? And the truth is, it's for that tiny bit of new respect, strange new respect that they get when they turn on someone like Donald Trump. And I think the hateful comments underneath your column are further proof of that. Here we go. Here's the first one. Mitt Romney is an honorable man and
right.
is thought throughout the world as regarded as a man of integrity. One of a few
right.
Republicans who
remember,
has his morals intact.
Wait. Remember when he was running against Obama? He was the guy who he hated dogs. He put Seamus the Irish setter on the roof of his car to drive back to Michigan from Massachusetts.
He had binders full of women.
He had binders full of women, and he was also anti-gay because he went to prep school and he chopped off the hair of one guy who turned out to be gay later on. So he was a bully, homophobic, anti-dog, misogynistic. Did I miss anything? And he used to be a Mormon bishop, and the Kennedys used to call him, when he was running against Ted Kennedy back in 94, they called him anti-black.
Oh, and he was.
Oh, and he killed a woman. He killed a woman, too, because he took over a factory in Indiana when he worked for Bain Capital or ran Bain Capital. And the woman lost her insurance and she died of cancer. And it was Mitt's fault. I mean, Mitt poisoned her or something.
And don't forget how behind the times he was with the whole, you know, Russia stuff. The 1980s called.
Right. And they want their foreign policy back.
Right. Yes. But Howie Carr writes a mean article about him. And then all of a sudden, he's the most popular boy in town. Yeah. So another person wrote.
Remember John McCain. He had the same thing happen to him. When he was running in the primaries in 2008, he had the Straight Talk Express. And then he got the nomination and he was running against Barry Obama. And you remember what they called the Straight Talk Express then? The Straight Jacket Express.
Yes, yes. And you know who else it reminds me of is Megyn Kelly. She kind of turned on Trump during the debates and, you know, then she got this newfound respect. She got a show on NBC. And I think it was actually Tommy Lauren who said, the thing Megyn Kelly doesn't understand is they're never going to like you. And I think Megyn Kelly has figured that out since then, Howie. But it takes a lot of pressure off if you just stand up for what you believe in and you don't care if the people at MSNBC or the Washington Post write a puff piece about you. That's what Mitt Romney wants. He wants them to invite him to the cocktail parties.
Right. That's why he and to give him some hints about how good they should be. That's why he became Pierre Delecto on his Twitter feed.
Right. Which is worse than Coos on the Boston Herald. You admit wrong.
Coos is a real nickname, though. You know, I mean, how did he make up Pierre Delecto?
This is what another person wrote, Howie, about your column at Howie Carr Show. That's our Twitter handle, by the way. You loser. Mitt is the only Republican with courage and a brain. Trump is the worst president ever, and even worse person. Who's the snowflakes now? You guys, whiny little bleeps.
It's not very nice language, is it?
No, it's not. And a lot of spelling errors as well.
Oh, I can't believe that Moonbats can't spell.
And Howie, I wanted to play a few voicemails. These are very, very good ones. And let's start with someone brought up a good point, Howie. You rag on the New York Times a lot. And someone has a bone to pick. And it's not the balloon head guy, but it sounds like him. This is cut 22.
Here's something for you, Howie Markey. Explain this to me. Every chance you get, you put down the New York Times, and rightfully so. And then the next sentence, you pat yourself on the back because you're on the New York Times bestseller list. Now, what is it, you hypocrite?
Care to answer?
The New York Times bestseller list is it's the gold standard of bestseller lists. I was also on the Wall Street Journal bestseller list. I don't know if Hitman made the Wall Street Journal, but Brothers Bulger did. So from now on, for a couple of days, I'm going to refer to myself as being on the Wall Street Journal bestseller list. You know what else I made the bestseller list on, Grace? I made three books, the Boston Globe bestseller list. I don't even think they have a bestseller list anymore.
Must have pained them to put that on there. Oh my God. Someone must have just cried the whole time.
I made Ratman made it. That was, and I published Ratman myself, and it still made their bestseller list.
But
not that I'm bragging or anything.
If people want to read some of these bestsellers, where do they go?
They can go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and click on store. We've got all kinds of deals for many of my, including my Boston Globe bestseller, Ratman, the third edition of Ratman is available, and it's at a reduced price, too. It's a perfect gift, and you can get Plug Uglies with it, another my coffee table type book about Boston organized crime.
And you can also, when you go and you go to look up one of Howie's books, you'll see a lot of reviews, and we get a lot of criticisms. We get a lot of first time viewers, not just for books, but for the show. And this is a first time reviewer who was, let's say, not impressed. This is cut 20.
Hey, cut 20. Come on.
First time I ever watched the Howie Carr Show. I have to say, I think the man is an idiot. Okay.
A fresh review, Howie.
he
You lost that one.
I'll take him. I'll take him. I as long as he doesn't change, as long as you don't change the channel or the station, you can call me anything, but don't call me late for dinner. 508 points out so that Mitt also hired illegals for yard work.
Oh, yes. And his wife had the horse, remember? And people got mad about that, even though I think she had MS, and that's why she rode the horse. But people made fun of them for that as well.
Well, you know, he didn't hire the illegal. There was somebody from his church who was running a yard crew, and so he hired the local fellow Mormon. And so then he found out the guy was using illegals, and he said, "I can't have illegals. For Pete's sake, I'm running for president. For Pete's sake." When was the last time you heard someone say "for Pete's sake"?
I actually like that expression a lot. I think it's a nice way to get something across without sounding like granny. Howie, this was one of my favorite comments. You were nice enough this weekend to tweet out my column, and you said Grace wrote about Krusty the Clown, Joe Biden's tall tale, and more. Don't miss her latest. Someone replied back and said, "Grace's voice is tough to listen to. Sorry, Howie." Here's the thing, though, guys. It's a column, so you don't actually have to listen to my voice when you read it. It's just a column, but I appreciate the feedback. Howie, we have another voicemail here. This is the only voicemail of today that has some expletives in it. This is cut 23.
"You are such a moron."
That's
short,
it?
Short and sweet.
Where's
short
Granny?
No, I have one more. It's not Granny, but it's my favorite voicemail of the week. But before I get to that, I wanted to put this tweet out there for people. Someone was promoting some of your stuff, Howie, some of your columns, and this woman wrote back, "People need to stop believing the BS that Carr and his money-grubbing minions have been pushing for years. Has anything Howie or his guests professed ever come to fruition? That would be a big, fat no." Who are your money-grubbing minions? Is that me?
I don't know, Grace. Yeah, is it,
am I a minion?
Is that present company excluded or included, Grace? I don't know.
And Howie, this is by far the best hate mail of the week. But before I play it, I want to remind everyone to head to the 110 Grill in Plymouth and enter the contest to win a dinner with me. If you enter just by signing up for this, go stop by, get a drink, get an app. Just sign up for the contest and you will get a What Really Happened written by Howie Carr for free. That's a really good deal. And I just can't wait to go and get my steak dinner and enjoy a few cocktails with some fans. I'm very excited. Okay, here's the last voicemail, Howie. I have a feeling you'll have a lot to say in your own defense. This is cut 21.
"Hi, I'm just watching your show right now. And I just want to know why Howie Carr looks like Walmart version Albert Einstein. And why he kind of built like the thumb people from Spy Kids. And your opinions are wrong. Goodbye."
My opinions are wrong.
Now don't focus on that. Let's focus on
Albert Einstein.
Let's focus on the comparisons.
Albert Einstein?
She said you look, so for people who couldn't hear that, she said Howie looks like a Walmart version of Albert Einstein. Once again, you'll notice the Moonbats really hate Walmart, and they have no problem telling us that. The second
No one's ever compared me to Albert Einstein, in terms of intellect or in terms of hair or in terms of a mustache. Is my 5 o'clock shadow getting that bad, Grace, that people think I have a mustache on Newsmax?
Wasn't it a Channel 7 where they wouldn't let you on because it was so bad?
Yeah, they said they would have, before I got fired, they said they were going to have a consultation about my beard because it was too dark for my fair skin. And that's not a problem anymore, Grace. I could fill in for Santa Claus.
Now
at
your beard has gone blonde. Howie, the second part of that, which I don't know if you even know this movie, there's a movie called Spy Kids where all the bad guys are basically giant thumbs that are just walking around. And that was the second part. She said that you're built like a thumb person from Spy Kids. You can Google that. It's kind of scary, but
I don't think a thumb is that unattractive, is it?
Oh my gosh, you're defending.
I'm looking
the thumbs.
At it. I'm looking at my thumb.
Oh, okay, yeah. Maybe you have a good looking thumb. Fine.
Okay.
I'm glad that you're so, you know, Howie, it's really hard to bring you down. I try my best and it's really hard. Guys, Hate Mail Monday once again brought to you by Pantadosi Baking Company. Sign up for the contest at 110 Grill, and Howie, have a wonderful rest of the night.
Grace, if I look like Albert Einstein, then that means my hair is curly. So am I curly now, too? You're curly. Am I curly?
Yeah, I'm Grace Curly, and...
and I'm Curly Carr.
Exactly, Curly Carr. I like that.
All right. Okay, the mean news director at Channel 7 that was so mean to me and Bill O'Reilly and all of us, he never accused me of having curly hair. That's a new one on me. All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
With over 60,000 sold, the Thunderstorm is slated to sell out. Debbie from Auburn, Maine wrote, quote, wet dogs, sausage and eggs, and cigars at Thanksgiving were no match for the Thunderstorm. I like it so much I'm giving it as gifts. Great idea, Debbie.
My daughter, can I get an invite to Debbie's house next Thanksgiving, please?
Cigars. Debbie's living large. I love it.
Any Allen's coffee brandy, too, since it's a Maine event? Maine meaning with an E event. My daughter Carolyn loves hers. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from the Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous, and Eden Pure is passing on those savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. Could be pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell lingering in your basement. Or it could be sausage and eggs, too. Then, when you take advantage of the BOGO offer, each Thunderstorm is below $100 and doesn't take up any room. Also, no filters are needed. Take advantage of the BOGO offer now and experience it yourself, what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
Can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
You know, that state trooper who was shot, wounded during a traffic stop in Hyannis last month by Andre K. Sterling. And he was the one who was shot to death as he was shooting at the federal marshals last week in the Bronx. Well, they've arrested the guy who was harboring him as a fugitive. His name is Grant Grandison, and he was told they came and they said, is Andre Sterling here in this apartment? He said no, and then he started shooting at him. Sterling started shooting at him. He wounded two of the marshals, and they returned the fire, and Sterling was killed in the exchange. And now law enforcement agents later interviewed Grandison, who admitted in sum and substance, this is a federal press release, and among other things, that he had allowed Sterling to live with him. Grandison further admitted that Sterling had told him in sum and substance, and among other things, that if someone was looking for him, Grandison should tell them Sterling was not there. So now he's looking at a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Oh, 5 years per count. One count of making false statements, one count of harboring or concealing. So that's at least they're putting somebody away for this. And they killed Sterling, which was not a big loss for society, as his attorney once said of Joe Barboza, the hitman. Thomas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thomas.
How you doing, Howie? I just want to call just to talk about Pearl Harbor. My dad was a Pearl Harbor survivor, dropped out of high school and joined the Army, and he was in Pearl Harbor in July of 41, and he was stationed in Hawaii, in Pearl Harbor, and he was visited friends of his from the Back Bay who were on the Arizona the week before.
Wow. So they all got killed, I assume. They all got killed, right?
Absolutely. And he was a Boston cop, played in the Honor Guard, and he played at the Pearl Harbor Survivors meetings quarterly until the year he passed, until 2003. And I think if we don't talk about it and we don't show people pictures. I work in manufacturing. I do run meetings all the time, and I post pictures from Veterans Day until a few weeks after Pearl Harbor, pictures of the ship and Pearl Harbor and my dad and all that. And I think and talk about it to young kids because they're mm-hmm. going to forget. And in 60 years, people are going to start forgetting about 9/11. Unless people keep talking
Thomas,
about it.
Thomas, I think they're already forgetting about it. At some schools, isn't it already being rewritten as a response to Western imperialism in the Middle East and the oppression of Muslims? I think it is, and not everywhere, but that's the way it's going to go, that's for sure. Thanks for the call, Thomas. I appreciate it. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.